most talented creative executives. She was attractive and vivacious and popular with her staff. "Why me?" Shapiro asked. "I know nothing about it. I don't even watch cable." She was also candid. Earlier, she'd warned that, "I'm not a corporate politics person. If you ask me what I think, I'm going to tell you." Bornstein insisted that he needed someone creative to take charge. Shapiro sat in on a Family Channel meeting where she quickly realized the strategy was a shambles. "What's the brand identity?" she asked. No one knew. "Who's the target audience?" No answer. Iger, too, tried to persuade Shapiro. She liked Iger. Like many people, she'd been smitten with his candor, sensitivity, and creative instincts when she first came to ABC. They discussed ABC daytime and found they agreed on nearly everything. Shapiro warmed to the idea of working with Iger on the Family Channel. Still, she had one major reservation. She was not going to report to cable division head Ann Sweeney. Shapiro and Sweeney had clashed repeatedly after SoapNet was launched. As a cable channel, it reported to Sweeney's cable group, but it also had to work closely with ABC Daytime run by Shapiro. Sweeney, the ambitious and polished administrator, and Shapiro, the more freewheeling creative executive, were polar opposites. Sweeney seemed to reject everything Shapiro and her staff suggested. As long as she didn't have to repeat the experience with Sweeney, Shapiro was willing at least to consider taking the job. "Who will I report to?" Shapiro asked Iger. "I can work with anyone except Ann Sweeney." Iger promised her she wouldn't report to Sweeney. When Shapiro described the meeting with Iger to Bornstein, she stressed Iger's promise and said she wanted the same assurance from him. But she didn't mind reporting to Bornstein. "If you're the head of both ABC and this channel, then I'm sure we can get the job done," she told him. Bornstein assured her that the channel would stay tied to ABC, even though the repurposing strategy was in doubt. "I guarantee this will never go to cable, and Ann Sweeney will never run it," he pledged. Shapiro had another meeting with Iger, which she later described to her staff. "Michael and I really think you should take the job," Iger told her. "You're perfect." Iger stressed that it would be Shapiro's task to devise a new creative strategy for the channel. She asked specifically if it had to be a family channel, and Iger assured her she could change the channel's name to reflect a new identity. Creatively, the channel was a blank slate. It seemed like an exciting challenge. Linked to the ABC network, the channel could experiment with all sorts of original programming, and if something really took off, it could move to ABC's primetime schedule. When Shapiro accepted the job, she insisted that Iger's promise that she would not report to Ann Sweeney be written into her contract, which guaranteed that she would report to the head of the ABC network division and not to the cable network group. Disney maintains that Shapiro's contract was ambiguous on that issue. In late April 2002, Bornstein was summoned to a meeting in Iger's office. Iger began by talking about how hard it was to be age 52 with a baby at home. Despite their differences, he and Bornstein often bantered about the fact that they had much younger wives. Unlike Iger, Bornstein and his wife didn't have children. The tables were later turned when Bornstein's wife gave birth to twins. Iger said he'd been at the beach that